Alina didn't know what evil felt like. Not yet. She only knew that something had shifted in the air of her bedroom. It used to smell like apple shampoo and crayons. Her bed was stacked with stuffed animals, warm plush bunnies and pastel unicorns that used to guard her through the night. The walls were painted a soft blush pink, with fading glow-in-the-dark stars clinging to the ceiling like memories that refused to fall. Her name was written in sparkly silver letters above the headboard, a crooked craft from a church fair long forgotten. But that night, her room was a tomb. The air was too still. The shadows on the wall moved even when nothing else did. Outside the door, the hallway light hummed like an old secret. And then she heard him. One step, two. The floorboard creaked near the door, the one that always made a sound, no matter how careful he tried to be. A soft knock, not gentle, just familiar. "Hey, baby girl, you still up?" Her body locked, 6 years old, in a cotton nightgown with a mermaid printed across the chest. Her hair was a soft halo of curls, tied in a loose puff by her mother earlier that evening, now frizzing from fear and sweat. She didn't answer, not because she was asleep, but because her spirit was already screaming. A sickly black mist seeped through the cracks in the floor. Luriel arrived, demon of defilement, ancient and slithering. It had no true face, only shifting bone and rot, but its voice sliced like rusted glass.
"No one will pray for her,"
it hissed.
"No one sees. No one hears. And silence is consent."
The door creaked open. Alina didn't move. She stared at the wall where her butterfly nightlight flickered, pink and purple wings that used to make her smile. Now it was just a bug on the wall. The bed dipped behind her. She felt the shift, the warmth, the weight. She pulled her covers higher, barely breathing. Then, a hand, too rough, too low. She froze. Something deep inside her cracked, but no sound came out. No scream, no sob. Just a stillness too heavy for a 6-year-old to carry.